A question of following Jesus. Jesus only required him, the rich young ruler, to go where he led the way. The thorny path of duty becomes easier to follow when we trace his divine footsteps before us, pressing down the briars. Christ would have accepted this talented and noble ruler, if he had yielded to his requirements, as readily as he accepted the poor fisherman whom he bade to follow him. The young man's ability to acquire property was not against him, provided he loved his neighbor as himself, and had not wronged another in acquiring his riches. That very ability, had it been employed in the service of God in seeking to save souls from ruin, would have been acceptable to the divine master, and he might have made a diligent and successful worker for Christ. But he refused the exalted privilege of cooperating with Christ in the salvation of souls. He turned away from the glorious treasure promised him in the kingdom of God, and clung to the fleeting treasures of earth. The young ruler represents a large class who would be excellent Christians if there was no cross for them to lift, no humiliating burden for them to bear, no earthly advantages to resign, no sacrifice of property or feelings to make. Christ has entrusted to them capital of talents and means, and he expects corresponding returns. That which we possess is not our own, but is to be employed in serving him from whom we have received all we have.